Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here today by Pottawatomie County Schools representatives, we have Tim Winter, superintendent at Wamego USD 320. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Kevin Logan, Rock Creek USD 323 superintendent. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's always good to have you guys in here. The school year is well off to a good start. I guess we're about a month in now, aren't we? Isn't that about right? Or not? Maybe not quite, but almost.
I think, that's right. We are in our third full week of school, but by Thursday we'll have been in four full weeks.
And back into the swing of things yet here as far as the teachers and staff?
We are back in the swing. All activities have kicked off. There's been activities that all the middle school teams have competed. All the high school teams have competed. We introduced our new staff to the Board of Education on Monday night, and we have 21 brand new teachers here in our district across the four buildings. I have a great group. I'm looking forward to working with them and getting to know them a little bit better. There's a lot going on right now. We opened up our new stadium for the first football game this past Friday night. It's a beautiful facility, and we got a chance to thank our community for their support and making those and all of our bond projects happen. And those are wrapping up. We are very near the end of the 2016 bond that we started construction on in the spring of 2017.
I think when we were in last time you talked about, there's some boosters that have raised a lot of money to help with the stadium. Isn't that right?
We did have some boosters that raised some money for some chair back seating. The middle section of that facility has chair back seats. It's around 331 seats. Some local people, organizations donated some money just to sponsor a row or two of seats. And those seats are being being sold by our booster club just to help raise funds. And that money will come right back to all of our sports programs. So it's a great opportunity to have a great seat at the ball game and support our athletes. And it's one less thing than that our students have to go around and sell pizzas door-to-door or cookie dough or something of that nature, where you get a $25, $30 product for that probably probably cost about $5 in your, but so it's really just a donation. But I think the seats, you get a great seat at the game, get very comfortable, and like I said, all the money goes right back to our student-athletes.
And I know activities have gotten underway at Rock Creek as well, right?
Yeah, we have all of our activities running again, both junior high and high school. Been having some good performances there. Elementaries, they're getting going with their activities beyond the back-to-school nights. I know we've got our Family Fall Fun Food and Fitness, I think it's called, down at St. George next week. So I know everyone's looking toward being involved in that. Sports are doing well. We have home middle school football tomorrow night, and then we get rolling with home football for high school, I believe, next Friday, a week from this Friday. I spent the first two Fridays on the road, and then volleyball, they started at home last Tuesday night. So, yeah, a lot of activity starting to pick up around the campus for sure.
And I think we were talking ahead before the program. There's a big sporting activity coming up this weekend too, isn't there?
This Saturday, and yes, and Rock Creek will be there. Our Wamego Cross Country Invitational guessing that this is probably about the third or fourth largest cross country meet across the state over the course of the year. We host the state cross country meet later in October, so most schools 1A, 2A, and 4A. Will come to our invitational just so they can run the course that they're going to potentially run at state. And typically we have over 800 runners at this event. It's a big day for the entire community. Coach Patton does a phenomenal job of organizing support and volunteers. And I think we usually estimate we got well over 100 people that help pitch in to get the course ready, to make sure we take care of the country club and the golf course. We have people out there parking cars. We have law enforcement out there directing traffic. It's a big community effort to bring thousands of spectators to our country club and to watch student athletes run cross country.
And so is that Saturday then? Or?
That is Saturday. It begins at 9 a.m. And like I said, the majority of 4A schools and 1 and 2A schools come to this meet. There's probably some other schools as well, probably some 3A schools that attend. But again, the primary reason is we host the state meet. We hosted the state meet, I believe, since the 60s, and other than a few years where it was moved to another location. But we've probably hosted that meet 90% of the time over the last 40-plus years, and it's a great venue. Country Club is very supportive and allows us to use their facility for that meet and a few other events, and just a great, great community effort.
That's a big economic impact for the city of Wamego, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. You know, that meet and the state meet probably bring about as many people to the community for a one-day event as, you know, next, obviously, 4th of July. And the Tulip Festival bring a lot of people, but I'm guessing those two events then probably bring the next most people to the community.
Very good. Well, it's good to hear that, and good luck to all the athletes who will be going out there this Saturday. Saturday is also a big day in Salina, as some teachers are going to be recognized here for a Kansas Teacher of the Year ceremonies.
Yeah, we're excited about that. It's a noon luncheon and banquet down at Salina. I believe it's at the Sheridan, isn't it? Is that right, Tim?
I believe so.
I know Rock Creek has
It's at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Hilton Garden Inn. Okay, thank you. Yep. Rock Creek has two teachers being recognized at the elementary level. We have Wendy Willie. Wendy's a 5-6 teacher down at St. George. Just has been doing an exemplary job for many years down there. Was nominated by her administrator. And then up at the high school, we have Sarah Miller. Sarah's been out at Rock Creek for many years. She teaches English language arts and Spanish for us, upper level classes. And again, awesome teacher, nominated by her principal. And look forward to watching these two, and wish them all the best as they move towards the semifinal round. We're hoping that they can move that direction.
That's great. And Wamego's got some teachers also.
We do as well. Our Teacher of the Year process that we go through with our district every year and select a district Teacher of the Year at the elementary and the secondary levels are nominated by their peers. We ask fellow teachers to nominate another teacher. And then there is a selection committee that's made up of our administration and representatives from each of our site councils from our school buildings. So a lot of our community members get involved as well. And this year, Sean Horning, who is a social studies teacher at the high school and has been there for, I think he's going on about 14, 15 years, but he's been around a while. He is a fantastic teacher. He leads a lot of professional development for the staff. He also is a lead on the National Honor Flight, where our students act as guardians and take veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials and to be honored. So he is a great representative for the secondary schools. And then Kim Marcourt, who is a special education teacher at Central Elementary, really just does a phenomenal job. Kim has been teaching special ed for, I'm thinking it's been 5 or 6 years, but she was someone that was in the regular ed classroom and just really felt drawn to do something more and work with special education students. So she got her certification in special ed and just does a fantastic job with our special needs students.
Well, congratulations to them on the nomination. Hopefully they can move through to the next round. I know it's very competitive. I think 131 teachers are nominated right now. So the work of a teacher, it's something that should not go unnoticed here. They work really hard at every level.
I know one of the things KSDE has been pushing is for all schools to make sure that they are nominating teachers, not just for the individual recognition, but for the recognition of the profession. Getting teachers as a whole their due or their recognition for what they do in the classroom, outside the classroom, for the relationships they build with their students is really, really the important focus of this. Yes, at the end there will be one person who is the Kansas Teacher of the Year, but that person will really represent all of the teachers across the state and the good things that the profession does.
Yeah, I'm always impressed by teachers. They have their regular hours where they're in the classroom, but all the extra things they do outside the classroom, that's what always impresses me, because a lot of them go above and beyond.
We do. I know all schools do. They do. They put in their 7 or 8 hours of teaching, and then they still have papers to take home and grade. So many of them volunteer. Well, not volunteer, but they get paid a very small stipend to coach or sponsor a club or be a class sponsor, take tickets at a ball game. They do a variety of things that require them to put in extra hours, but it's because they love being around kids and building those relationships and working with our students. And, many teachers spend as much or more time with these kids than even parents in some cases, because of work schedules and so forth. But they do have a phenomenal impact on our students.
Because they are the educators, they also tend to be those who are scout leaders, involved in Sunday school leadership, teaching, those type of things. So they typically, for the most part, have a full plate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Pottawatomie County Schools here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.